work, long-sleeved dress shirts and slacks for men, knee-length skirts and long-sleeved blouses for women, no open-toe shoes or sandals. Such is the dress code that newly appointed Minister of the Environment, Pavel Drobil, is asking employees of his ministry to abide by in the future. In addition, shirts proclaiming affinity or membership of environmental groups will also be taboo. Some current employees feel that the dress code Mr. Drobil is calling for goes too far. Sarah Borufka spoke to Rachel Konarovsky, the Czech InStyle magazine's editor-in-chief, about what work attire should look like and whether the new dress code is reasonable.
I think that that dress code is extremely normal in all international business environments. I don't think it's surprising at all. As far as the closed-toed shoes are involved, I know many colleagues from New York who have had the same dress code in their company, and they've been able to adapt and still be able to find footwear. And, of course, a man should generally wear slacks or a business suit every day in the office. This is not surprising whatever.
Do you think that in the Czech Republic, business attire is still interpreted rather casually?
You know, I would say that business attire in Czech Republic is interpreted quite traditionally. What I find is that people tend to keep to their normal suits, a black suit, matching black coat and black pants, or gray coat and gray pants. People are kind of afraid to step outside that box. But as in any business environment, what I find is that it's often difficult to, as a manager, single out particular people who maybe are not following the dress code or not dressing appropriately for work. And so to kind of institute a dress code like what has happened in the ministry is a nicer way to do this without really pointing fingers and saying you are dressing inappropriately. Just telling everyone and encouraging everyone to dress in a professional manner.
Some employees have taken offense to the part that bans any T-shirts that proclaim an affinity or membership of certain environmental movements, since this is the Environment Ministry. Do you think that is justified at all?
I think that in politics, your viewpoints should come across in your policy, and if you need to put them on a T-shirt, maybe we need to have a conversation about why these people are unable to get their viewpoints across in policy or in discussions about policy, and why they feel the need to proclaim something on a T-shirt instead of just speaking about it.
And lastly, the former Minister of the Environment, Martin Bursík, has commented on this dress code, and he said it was in some ways nonsensical because the building is not well insulated, so it gets very hot. Do you think comfort is at all valid as an argument when it comes to business wear?
I do. I mean, I think it's quite difficult to do your job if your building is not well air conditioned and it's been a very hot summer like it is this year. In that case, they might discuss having instituted casual days on the expected hot days of the summer. But still, I mean, we're talking about probably a short-sleeved button-up shirt to go into the office, although I personally do not recommend that men normally wear a short-sleeved button-up shirt. But on a very hot day, like we've had this year, many of them, I can see how this would be appropriate. But then that's just a matter of having an office policy. If the temperature is going to rise a certain amount, then, of course, you can wear short sleeves to the office. But still, a T-shirt, I really don't think that that's office appropriate.
Rachel Konarovsky, the Czech InStyle magazine's editor-in-chief, speaking there to Radio Prague's Sarah Borufka about dress code at work.